Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm so happy to see my friend Tracy Spink. She's here representing the YMCA. She is, of course, their Forever Well coordinator, and what a great job that is for her, and how lucky the wonderful people that are 55-plus are to have her in their life. It's so great to see you. How have you been?
You too. Really good. I am so glad that the weather is perking up again, and we have already started an outdoor walking group on Tuesday morning. So, you know, weather is always pending on that. We want the conditions to be safe, of course, as we go for our walks. And this month, we're going down towards the Lock and Dam from the YMCA. So folks that want to join us, just show up in our lobby about 10 minutes before 10 a.m. and we do an hour walk down and back. And I've got Nordic walking poles if people want to use that for that extra cardiovascular upper body workout. So yeah, so I'm excited for nice weather and outdoor activities.
Are you going to do that all summer then?
All summer, yes. Okay. All summer. So in the past, I've done it once a month, and I'm going to try and create a good habit for people. Especially if you walk alone, that's great, but sometimes it's fun to walk with other people and have that social time. So I'm trying to create some of that as well. Maybe building and some new relationships and making new friends. So,
which we've talked about is a really important part of staying healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We take it for granted, but mm-hmm. It's a very important part.
Absolutely.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you have a lot of things to talk about in this month of April. So kick it off. What's going on?
Yeah. So we're continuing our series with Luke Krinsky.
Dr. Luke.
He is continuing his series of health topics called Walk with a Doc, and they do a walk or some kind of physical activity at the end of his presentation, different health topics. He's not the only one presenting. He'll have other healthcare professionals as well, and those are on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. So April 12th and then the 26th of April. So he's going to continue that as long as he can. It's free to the public. Anyone can come to it. You don't have to be a Y member. You do need to just bring a photo ID when you come in. But yeah, anyone can show up for that, and I think it's very valuable information. He covers so many different topics about nutrition and exercise and sleep, and you know, the list goes on and on, prescription medications, just different things that you would like to be informed about, and the latest research on those topics as well. He's a new student coming out of the medical field, so he does have a lot of the latest information to share, and we really enjoy having him do that for us. So,
and was he working at the Y? I forgot how this all started.
Yes, he was a personal trainer. That's right. And now he's doing residency at the hospital in Hastings. So he was very excited to continue in our community. He really loves it here.
Well, it's great for us as well.
It is. Also, Luke left. We have a new trainer named Tim Howie. And so he is very passionate about being a personal trainer, and he's got a very interesting full-time job, and he works for Helicopter Emergency Medical Services. So he's going to do a little presentation for us this month to tell folks about himself and why he's so passionate about personal training. He's also got certifications in nutrition as well as corrective exercise. So he wants to share that with folks so they get to know him. He is also teaching our strength training for seniors group training classes, which just started the beginning of April.
Is that new?
It is. Well, we continue to have it here and there. when we have people available to teach it. And so one of our trainers is on maternity leave. So you go through those ebbs and flows of life. And so he decided to pick that up. So on Mondays at 2 p.m., he's doing this training. And folks can sign up for a month-to-month subscription, or they can do a one-time class and check it out and work different muscle groups, learn how to properly use equipment. And it's a small group setting, so he gets to work more closely with people. And then the cost is a little lower because you're in a group setting as well. So I highly recommend that for any seniors looking to do some strength training. We all know how important that is. Everybody walks and gets their cardio exercise in, but we need to continue to build muscle because we lose muscle as we age. So a really great class to get involved in.
And is that something that we could also just call the Y and sign up, or do we go online? How do we do that?
Both. So we have member and non-member pricing. So you don't have to be a member at the Y to do group training as well. You can, the cost is a little bit more. So sometimes it just makes sense to have a membership, but if you're just looking to do something like that to add into your routine, you can do that as well. Very beneficial. I'm also starting a Building Better Balance class, and that's a 7-week class starting May 1st. And we meet on Wednesdays from 1 to 1:45 p.m. And that is different exercises to improve your balance. So we
do you get an assessment at the beginning of it, Tracy?
The beginning and the end. Okay. So you can actually see. So one of the assessments we do is how many times you can stand and sit on a chair with your arms crossed. So we do that assessment at the beginning, and then we go through and we do all the strength exercises, balance exercises, practice, 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 and then we do that assessment at the end. And I would say 9 times out of 10, people see significant differences in 7 weeks' time. But I always encourage them to do their homework. I give them homework to continue working on, because you can't expect to do something, you know, you can't change. Yeah, you can't change your eating habits one day a week and expect to see changes. It's something that we have to create a habit with. So, yeah, so we have those great things coming. We also got new flooring in our fitness center.
Tell us about that. That's been a long time coming.
That was a little slightly less than three-week process, and we moved some of our equipment into our gymnasium while this was done, but we've got brand new rubber flooring. It is beautiful. It smells new in our fitness center.
I know, and that
then,
smell.
Yeah, and then we got new Matrix weight machines. So
state of the art.
The stationary machines that you do like your legs and arms and different things on, those are all new, and things got shifted around a little bit. I really like the layout of all the equipment now. You've got all those machines in one section. You've got all the cardio equipment in one section, and it looks fantastic. So we're really excited to have that, and really good feedback from our members so far.
And you had just got all new equipment too, the Matrix. Yeah.
Yep.
So that was very recent, wasn't
it? Yeah. It was about a week or two before we got the flooring. So
would have been nice to have that time better, but I'm sure.
Well, actually it would have been a lot of work, like more work moving equipment. So, we decided to wait, because in January when we got that equipment, that's when people start coming to work out. So we didn't want to have it closed for 3 weeks. So yeah, it worked out. It worked out pretty well.
Feedback's been good.
Feedback's been really good. We've got a lot of folks coming back from being away from the winter, and you know, it's all brand spanking new. So,
and if people come to the Y and they don't know how to use the equipment, that is one of the things that you'll help people with.
Yeah, and the great thing about these machines is there are QR codes on them. So if you have a smartphone, you can scan the QR code and a little video comes up to show you how to set up the machine and what muscles it works. It is amazing. I show it to so many people because I don't always know how to work the machines or, you know, remember all the different bells and whistles on them, but it's really helpful. And, you know, we're kind of in that self-serve time. I mean, just so many things are that way these days. So it's nice to not have to, or there's helpful people. Like, you know, we have a friendly town and there's always someone that's more than willing to help you that looks like they know what they're doing. So that's also a possibility, that someone that just used it, you can just ask, hey, how do I change the seat for myself? And they'll probably tell you. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of new members, we have an open house, a spring open house, April 21st. It's a Sunday, and we're doing that from 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday, April 21st. And we've got activities, games, Gaga Pit, different things for kids and families to do, face painting. There's going to be Madonna from the St. Paul Saints coming to visit from 2 to 3 p.m. I am not a sportsy person, but...
Madonna is lovely.
Yeah. Yes. I saw a picture, and so that character will be there to greet folks and kids. So that should be exciting. And then we'll also have tours available. So if people want to check out our Y or they want to work out, they just need to bring a photo ID and they can use our facility that afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. So I'm really excited to invite people in to see all of our new great stuff that we have, and then take advantage of the fun activities that we'll have for families. It'll be a great family afternoon. So we hope the weather's great.
Yeah, no kidding. Is it outside or inside, though?
Either.
Okay.
We'll make it work either way.
Yeah, you have the space either way.
Regardless of the weather, we'll have it ready, and it's a go no matter what. So
love that. Yeah. How about your own group, your own Forever Well, yeah, folks? I know you do a newsletter every month, and there's always great stuff in there.
Yeah, our 55-plus friends at the Y, we always do an arts and craft project.
How did your one from last month go?
It was fantastic.
Tell me more.
It was fantastic. We did a watercolor tutorial.
Which seemed weird that you were going to be able... Didn't you say you were going to stop and start a video?
Yeah, okay. We did. I had one person that came who actually framed it and put it up on her wall. And, you know, it's
that's special.
It is. It is really fun. And really, it's a social time again. Yeah. You know, we had so much fun giggling at our artwork. And and to me, it's very relaxing. Now, it's not relaxing to everybody, but I feel very relaxed when I'm doing art projects. So, especially painting for me personally. So I think you just have to kind of decide what your niche is. Some people like to do more hands-on stitching and stuffing and folding and that kind of thing. And others like to paint or work with sculptures, you know, clay, pottery, that kind of thing. So we all have just different things that kind of intrigue us. So it's good. It's good for our mind, for our soul. So
what's up for this month?
Oh, you know, I do this every spring because of the walking group, mostly. We do the rock painting art.
That's right. Yes, tell me. You did this last year.
Yes.
Oh, and it's so sweet. Don't you leave the rocks everywhere?
You can leave them on walking paths. You can put them in your own gardens. You can bring some stones, paver stones if you like to paint. I provide about a 4-inch rock for each person that wants to participate, as well as the paint supplies. But I'm going to try and teach some mandala, the dottings. And I have a tutorial for that as well. But I'm not going to use the tutorial. Okay. I'm actually going to be the teacher this time because I'm very intrigued by the dot painting. I think that's very cool. And there's just so many different ideas. You can go online and find a lot of different types of art to paint on rocks. You can put inspiring words or pictures, flowers, scenery. The list goes on and on. I've had someone that even did a tic-tac-toe board with small rocks and did bugs, like they did ladybugs and
beetles or something.
Beetles, yeah.
Okay, that is like such a great idea.
Yeah, doesn't that sound
so
fun?
So creative.
She put that together for her grandkids. So that was really... really creative. I'm not quite that creative. But I do like to give people some of those art projects to work on. And I had someone who instructs actually seek me out and talk about doing some birch trees. So I thought, well, that would be cool too.
Totally.
So yeah, we're also doing an out lunch at Applebee's this month after our walking group. So I'm still trying to like encourage people to go for a walk and then have lunch together, just kind of dragging that day out a little bit longer to spend time together. I just think it feels really good to have those social connections. We have a great movie this month as well.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Your movies are, they're unique.
Yeah.
Off the beaten path kind of movies.
The Dish was really good last month. It was really good about the man walking on the moon. Like, I don't know. You can watch some of those over and over again, and it's just always amazing to see some of those that are based on real history and real stories. So this particular movie, it's called All American, and it's based on the true story of Freddie Steinmark. And he got a scholarship to play football at Texas University in Austin, and he got diagnosed with an illness, and it's about his story of how he overcame and continued to do what he loved. And, you know, so heartwarming, and there might be a little romance in it. I don't know. There's always some kind of a romance in those stories. So that should be really good, too. And we're showing that at the end of April, the 25th, and that's free as well. I encourage folks to bring a bag lunch if they want, because it's over the lunch hour. I usually have like a little bag of popcorn as well. So that's kind of a fun thing that we have. And another activity that's been going super great is our line dancing. Dina has added an intermediate class as well
because
now.
Because everyone has graduated to that.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Tell me more.
So Mondays, she has a class at 10:15. And then Wednesdays, she offers two classes now. A regular class at 10:15 and then intermediate at 11:15. And you can go to all of it. You know, if you've
right.
got the
You're only
stamina,
gonna get better. Right.
You can just go dance. No experience needed. She's super great with explaining to folks the directions, giving modifications, and it's just so much fun. I mean, it's such great exercise. You know, dancers look great for a reason.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, we have our health or safety topic for this month as well. That's something new the Y has been incorporating into our Forever Well programming. And this month, it's about keeping kids safe at the Y. And this is a good reminder for everybody, not just to the YMCA, but everywhere we go. We've got something called the 5 days of action. Know, see, and respond. So it's about keeping kids from being abused and how to report it and
is that a seminar?
Nope. This is an action. Employees always have to do yearly certifications for child abuse prevention. And we just want to bring it in the light, reminding people that they are mandated reporters and don't be that silent person. You know, it's better to bring something forward that seems suspicious than not at all, because we have to protect our children. There's so many different kinds of abuse and just very sad, and we just want to increase awareness to folks and make sure that they're committed to taking action.
So. I got to tell you, you do such a great job of telling us about the many, many things going on at the Y. Tracy, we're so happy to know you. Thank you. It's a great place, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great to be here. We love coming.
Well, and again, if you want to learn more, just stop into the Y. I know there's always somebody that would be willing to give a tour, that kind of thing, and it's a great place. Thanks for coming in today. Tracy Spink, she is the Forever Well Coordinator at the Hastings Area YMCA, and this is 1460 AM and 97.7 FM KDWA in Hastings.